It's now time for the reality check-in with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. This morning, it's a closer look at the latest audit of the Honolulu Rail Project. Civil Beat reporter Marcel Honoré has been covering rail for years, and Marcel, is a very familiar theme, lack of accountability, this time with a focus on third-party consultants and contributing to another continuing theme of rising costs.
Yeah, that's right, Bill. So this was the second of four reports that the auditor is expected to put out on rail, highly anticipated. And this one really does flag the fact that so many of the top managers at heart are still consultants who are really just embedded at the agency. And ultimately, they report to third-party firms, most notably a firm called HDR. So what does that all mean? Basically, HART does not evaluate these employees directly. It doesn't see any evaluations from those third-party firms that are done. And HART employees really lack the expertise, is what the auditor found, to justify the invoices for the work that is performed by this rail personnel. And they have issues with determining whether the quality control is up to speed. So it really does raise a host of issues.
It's also something that's been raised before. You write about it in your piece, the Federal Transit Administration has recommended in the past that HART take what it calls more ownership of the project and hiring some of those consultants as staff in a more concentrated way.
That's right, because with the pileup of so many consultants, the auditor's report under Les Kondo, I think they summed it up very well, saying it's consultants over consultants over consultants. And they actually at Les's press briefing yesterday, they held up a copy of basically the flow chart for all the construction personnel with HART, and it really did a great job of illustrating the issue at hand. There were so many blue boxes at the top of that chart, and those blue boxes indicated personnel that were HDR. And then further down the flow chart, you had yellow boxes for CH2M Hill, which is another prominent consultant that's working, another firm that's working on rail. So this is something that FTA has flagged in various risk reports in the past. HART, for its part, is saying, look, we can't find this level of expertise that we need to build this, quote, mega project, right? The largest public works project in the state's history, that the expertise that's needed for that just simply doesn't exist on this island. We don't, we've never had a rail project like this, a transit system that we've built before. So that's really the bulk of the response from HART. And Andy Robbins, who is the CEO of HART, yesterday, he was arguing that look, we can only maybe replace or transition a couple of the 18 HDR staffers over to city employees. When you look at the benefits and the competitive salaries and the like, compared to a civil service salary, it'd be really difficult at this point to even transition those consultants over to city staff.
I understand on the staffing, but the oversight question and the supervision and all of that is sort of another matter. And another interesting point in terms of Andrew Robbins, the HART's executive director, a note, it just, again, transparency is such a recurring theme or lack thereof when it comes to HART, and the idea that he has considerable discretion on what he chooses to share with the board of directors.
That's right. Another quick thing that the auditor flagged was contingency budgets. Now, we all know kind of that the overall contingency amount, which is, the rainy day fund for rail when for unexpected problems, and kind of the burn rate, how fast you're burning through that cash. But the board does not have, as a whole, the board is not reviewing the individual contingency budget that HART has for each of its contracts. That's something that the board has apparently made a decision to do on its own, that it said, look, we only need a couple of members sitting in on these meetings and looking at these individual contracts. But Les Kondo in the auditor's office, they're saying this really stymies the board's ability to really evaluate and assess just how well HART's executive staff is doing.
Exactly. HART audit 2 of 4, and we will keep watch on 3 and 4. Thanks very much, Marcel.
Sure thing. Thanks, Bill.
That was Marcel Honoré with today's Reality Check. You can read the full story at civilbeat.org.